A railroad company in the city of Sioux Falls have struck a multi-million-dollar deal for land in the central part of the city. Burlington Northern agrees to sell much of the rail yard in downtown Sioux Falls for more than $27 million. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Boltina has this report.
It's bigger than the event center, folks. This is.
Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huther says an agreement to buy more than 10 acres of rail land in the center of town is a major move for the community. Huther says some people thought leaders would never negotiate to buy the rail yard, even with federal funding.
One of the things that we heard time and time and time again is that there is no way, absolutely no way, that you will live within the confines of the $40 million mark. We did.
Federal officials originally allocated $40 million. The full amount has lessened over the years, and city leaders have spent some of it on environmental studies and land assessment. Project officials say after the $27 million sale, about $7 million remains for additional work on the property. The city is buying the land as is, which means local government is responsible for the quality of the property. Project manager Josh Peterson says the soil contains some petroleum and lead.
We did, I think, over 20 soil borings on the site where we drilled and took samples through various layers, and we went from the surface all the way down to the bedrock there. So we know exactly, we tested everything as far as the soil on the site. And for a rail operation that's been in service for 125 years, it was surprising how little contamination was on the site.
Peterson says BNSF has 2 years to leave the property before the city can remove tracks, the railroad crossing over a street, and a warehouse. In the deal, the city agrees to build a security fence to separate the land from the two lines of rail that remain active in downtown. If the city council and the mayor approve the agreement, new development could begin in 2018 once private investors purchase the land. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.
The deal between the City of Sioux Falls and BNSF goes in front of the City Council at the beginning of August.